Hey, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Two Truths and a Lie podcast. We are going to dive right into our topics today. Two Truths and a Lie. Biden took responsibility in funding and equipping Hamas. CDC admits fluoride is bad under oath. And RFK left the Democratic Party to run as an independent. We all know what I'm lying about, okay? I did make it pretty fucking obvious. Biden is not taking responsibility in the funding and equipping terrorists out there starting a whole fucking war. And he's not going to say shit. And that's fine. We created the mess. We're funding it. They have all of our weapons. It's whatever. I mean, this is what needs to happen. And my husband and I were just talking about this because he's like, why do we keep getting involved in everybody else's business? And at the end of the day, that's the fucking truth. It has to stop there. This is what happens. We have to take care of ourselves first, right? I tell you guys, the most important thing you can do right now is to get your family in order, get your soul aligned, get your shit together. Be the parent you need to be able to raise kids who are going to get rid of this dysfunction. Okay. We need the next generation to step up, and it's not going to do it as long as we're not having the conversations. We're not taking a stand. Same thing for the United States. As this country, we have to take responsibility for ourselves. This is a shit show. How is it that any portion of our money, let alone billions of dollars, how is this going to other countries in the first place? Because you dumbasses voted for it. That's how. Because you keep putting people in office who are not putting the United States as a priority. Who out there can you look at that's running for the presidency is going to put this country first? You have to take care of yourself. And then guess what? When we are whole and we're together and we're united, and I'm not saying everybody's happy by the same thing, but we can definitely be a healthier functioning family than we are right now. We get our shit together, then we can help our neighbor. What does that bitch say when she's telling you the fucking instructions on an airplane? You put your mask on first, okay? That's what the United States needs to do. We need to stop sending money to other countries when we can't even handle our own shit. We are not taking care of ourselves, and these fools are just following money. What kind of deals can they get out of all this bullshit? The corruption is ridiculous. The hypocrisy, I can't even comprehend. Literally, word on the street, the journalist that is actually reporting on the Hunter Biden story, shocker, bitch, he got shot 7 times at his home. No suspects, okay? That's not suspicious. And can we talk about the guy from Wells Fargo who is the whistleblower about, you know, some Biden money? That dude's dead. Like, these fuckers just keep killing people that are getting close to the truth and willing to uncover it. The people that are doing the hard shit. How is it that they just end up dead? You can't tell me that this is a coincidence. These people are getting Clintoned. You know what I'm saying? This is not okay. When are we going to start holding people accountable? It has to be now. You have to continue to have these conversations. Do your research and let's get this shit taken care of. The CDC admits fluoride is bad. This is true. Under oath, they went ahead and said it. And we're going to talk a little bit about what fluoride does to fuck you up, because I think this is a really important conversation. First off, right out of the gate, the biggest thing is your God gene. We have this little gland inside of our brains that becomes calcified and hardened, and it changes who we are with our spiritual connection. Okay. It dumbs us down, basically. And that's what they want. So let's talk a little bit more about the bad effects of fluoride and what they're doing, where they're putting it. And this is all admitted. You guys can Google that. It's in a fucking court transcript. So they can't backtrack. They can't lie, but they're going to keep putting other shit in front of your face. So you just forget about it, because nothing to see here, bitch. It interferes with the functions of your brain and body. This pineal gland inside of your brain, it attracts the fluoride and then it shuts down its activities. Okay. So this fucks up your sleep. You're going to feel restless, insomnia. So what they're doing is they're putting in, it's in your tap water. It's in commercial bottled water, toothpaste, processed food. And I know everybody's like, oh, processed food. What? Yeah. The tap water, all that juice you're drinking because you think you're being healthy. Fluoride. And it gets really deep, you guys. I want you to do your own research. And I promise when you first put this in your search, okay, it's going to talk about how fluoride is good for your dental, whatever. That's their excuse, okay, because it's good for your teeth on whatever level, all the things. But the truth is, fluoride causes degenerative changes in all parts of your brain and your spinal cord. Okay. It is going to fuck up the mitochondria in your body. It fucks up the synaptic ultrastructure in your body. It just attacks your nervous system. This is not okay. And they say that the concentrations are very low, but this isn't true. That's not true. There's enough in there that is making a difference in people. So it's changing all the communications in the central system of your entire body, and it fucks up kidneys, it fucks up livers, and it does cross the blood-brain barrier. It's going to interfere with your normal metabolic process, the way your brain works. It generates free radicals, causes various toxins. It's not okay. It's linked to different pathogenic conditions of your brain. The thing is, we are not all the same. Our bodies are not the same. I can eat and drink one thing, and if my husband eat and drinks, if he'll do the same thing, it affects his body different. So you may have people out here that are super ultra sensitive. So even the small, minimal amounts of fluoride, it's fucking up people's bodies. And the fact that they just do this and they admit that it's fucked up and they're still doing it. Are they going to, they're going to start taking it out of our tap water? Are they going to start taking responsibility to, change what's happening? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it's going to mess up, you know, your general balance. Like, we're talking serotonin, all the things. You guys, I do another podcast. It's called Listen Bitch. If you've not tuned in, I recommend doing that. And you should listen to one of my Microdose Monday episodes, because I talk about how these little receptors in your brain can be repaired. Even beyond the damage that fluoride can do, it starts to change the communication in your brain and provide new pathways for new communication. Like, it's scientifically proven, new areas of your brain start to light up. So the truth is, if you don't use it, you lose it. And we get so programmed that we live life in a default mode, not in an active responsibility mode. And there's just something about microdosing psilocybin that puts you back in your awareness. And I really feel like it's helped scale back, you know, things that would normally be attacking my body. I feel amazing. I feel connected. It's definitely worth doing the research. So tune in. I talk about microdosing every Monday. There's some really great episodes if you want to backtrack. That's awesome. But I mean, if you look at the proof of like even dementia and things like this, you can't tell me that the fluoride in the water is not playing a part in that. So good for them for taking responsibility, but they were in court and that's it. That's the fuckery. RFK did leave the Democratic Party. They've made it all but impossible for him to be a part of it. So good for him. I wish that he did more than just leave the party, but like literally denounce them. There's a lot I like about RFK. Do I trust him? I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody. He's one of those nice guys saying all the right things. But I would say keep an eye on him because he does have a lot of good points. He's very anti-vax. This fluoride shit, that would fire him up. He cares about that kind of shit. He knows that what's happening with this whole circle of life when it comes to big pharma and money and healthcare and food and prescriptions, it's a cycle. There is money in sickness and we're keeping them funded every time we're giving in and buying that new bag of fucking different flavored hot Cheetos, right? Your little Takis. And the thing is, my family is just as guilty. I haven't been buying it every day. So now suddenly it's like a birthday treat or something. It's the shit's addicting. It's addicting. And we've all fallen for it. We've got to take massive responsibility for the shit that we're eating and drinking 100%. And let's just talk about some other shit today. Those were the topics. We went through the two truths and a lie. And just, as a reminder, you guys, I want you to understand that the content of this podcast is strictly a viewpoint, opinion. Most of the shit I come up with is a theory. Okay. So if you're trying to fact check, do whatever. You need to do your own research. I'm literally here for a good time, not for a long time. So it's just fun, you guys. It's fun. And I want to push you to have these conversations. I want you to do your own research and find your own truth. Don't ever take my word for shit. None of it. So fun article I saw today that who actually posted it? I want to say I saw it on Newsweek. I would have to go back into my Google search and find it, but it's not that big a deal. But word on the street, I told you guys how Hillary is talking about sending anyone who supports Trump to a deprogramming camp. Okay, the bitch wants us in camps. I see that. The FBI is creating a MAGA extremist category before the 2024 election. Okay, so this is a report in Newsweek. Fuck, you guys are going to have to look it up because I don't want to pause and search again. The FBI has designated the MAGA movement as a category of extremism. Okay, because they said because of us, that it's going to be a highly violent 2024 election. Okay. And maybe they should be afraid. I'm sorry. If someone needs to pay for something that they've done, we're not sneaky. We're not going to send hitmen to your house to put 7 bullets in you because you're reporting on what Hunter Biden is doing. The truth is, people like Andy Frisella, my husband listens to him a lot. He wants to put people in a wood chipper. He'd do that in the middle of the street. Like, we're not going to hide it, right? But it doesn't have to be violent. Follow the rules. Play fair. You guys are breaking the rules. When another party is literally killing people to keep secrets from coming out, that is fighting dirty. 100%. Fighting dirty. Maybe if you wouldn't do so much corrupt shit, you wouldn't have to keep hiding stuff. Like, eventually shit catches up. The truth is always out there. The truth is out there, and you think that you're going to make people afraid to speak. And, you know, my husband explained this is kind of just like a fear tactic. Maybe if we make anybody who's supporting Trump, if we make them afraid of what's going to happen, they'll shut the fuck up. That's what they want. There's money in fear. Let's just remember that. Okay. This news is reportedly indicating that a vast majority of Biden FBI anti-government investigators are into Trump supporters. The Bureau is determined to stop domestic terrorist acts and civil disturbances it believes could not occur again in a similar fashion to the January 6th Capitol riot. Why is it that we're focused on January 6th? Why are we focused on that? Because there's no way they're willing to really do some research on the entire fucking election. 81 million votes. I think that's what this motherfucker got. Okay. That's bullshit to me. Why can't we put the same time and effort into really researching that day? But instead, they want to take January 6th and make a martyr out of people so that everybody will just shut the fuck up and fall in line. Don't be a bitch. It's time for you guys to put your big girl panties on and stand up for yourself, because they're coming up with some ridiculous shit, okay? Never mind the single guys that are out here from other countries, like literal terrorists and criminals, okay? People that are bringing kids over here to sell to the sex trade. Those motherfuckers are free. They're not on the terrorist list. In fact, they work for the government, right? They probably have secret contracts. Again, this is fucking theory, bitch, okay? We're not trying to, whatever. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Do your research. Do your research. Everything's just fucked. So I guess MAGA extremists, beware. I don't think that the Clintons can really send out that many snipers to take us all out at the same time. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And that's why they do shit like launch sickness. They launch fucking COVID and vaccines to make sure that they're getting their population control. But the only thing is, most of us that are free thinkers are not supporting that party. And we're taking our health into our own hands. We're questioning shit. We're not becoming an experiment. We're not willing to do that. So I guess the people they're killing off are their own. That's unfortunate. But that's it for Two Truths and a Lie today. You guys tune in. I think tomorrow is really important that we kind of talk about parties, because what does it mean that RFK is running as an independent? Let's talk about that. Okay. And like I said, I've swallowed every color of pill you can imagine when it comes to politics. So I'm never stuck on one. I just know right now that you could not pay me to swallow the blue pill. Absolutely not. I love you guys. Have a great day. Have some tough conversations and reach out. I would love to argue with you. I mean, have a conversation with you if you disagree with the things I'm saying.